This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League. Former State Senator Phil Griego from San Jose has been on trial for a week, and testimony will probably continue for yet another week. And there is a move by Attorney General Hector Balderas to bar a lobbyist from testifying that the AG and Balderas met and discussed the real estate deal before Balderas was elected and before Griego resigned. The AG's prosecuting Griego for using his position as a legislator to profit from the sale of a state building. Those charges include fraud, bribery, and violating the ethical principles of public service. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Hector Balderas filed a motion Friday to bar lobbyist T.J. Trujillo from testifying about a meeting that Balderas and Griego had. Trujillo wasn't party to the actual conversation, but Judge Brett Lovelace has already said he would allow hearsay testimony to establish state of mind. The judge has also said that Griego's attorney, Tom Clark, cannot call Balderas himself to the stand. The issue is a conversation that Griego says he had with Balderas before this deal happened, in which Balderas allegedly told the legislator he wouldn't prosecute over the real estate deal. Griego also had donated to Balderas' campaign for AG. Assistant Attorney General Sharon Pino wrote in the motion, quote, "This is merely another last-ditch effort to circumvent the court's order prohibiting any testimony about the conversation," end quote. Tom Clark responded by saying that the testimony would offer important insights and should be allowed. Trujillo is an attorney who has been a lobbyist for years with a client list of over 20 firms and said he's provided Griego with both political and legal advice for years. He, for example, helped Griego during an internal legislative investigation into the ethics issue of the property sale in 2015, just before Griego resigned from the legislature. He quit just days before the end of that year's session. The reason that Griego's side wants Trujillo to testify is that he's already sworn in an affidavit about the 2014 meeting Griego had with Balderas and said that Balderas had told him about the conversation with Griego in which he said Griego had done nothing wrong in the sale of the building and that he would not face prosecution if he were elected AG. Trujillo's attorney, Robert Gorenz, says the motion is, quote, "about the state trying to suppress someone who has material facts on the case," end quote. The attorney general has also filed a motion to compel Trujillo's law firm to produce records about legal services he provided Griego, among other things. If Griego is convicted of all the charges the AG has filed, he faces a possible 23.5 years in prison and a $33,000 fine. Whether Griego is guilty of the charges will obviously be up to the jury, but the trial is just another in a very long list in which public officials in New Mexico have been accused of wrongdoing. It would seem to us that after all he has put into this trial, if Hector Balderas loses, his very political life could be in jeopardy. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.